It was a ballot measure that was unique to the city of SeaTac, which is a small suburban city south of Seattle. And it was a proposal that would increase the minimum wage within the city from the state minimum wage to $15 an hour for select workers who are involved in the hospitality and transportation business associated with the international airport there. The city of SeaTac, I think, has 12,000 registered voters. It's not a big place. It was a ballot measure that was promoted by labor unions. They had a petition drive and they put it on the ballot, and it met all the standards for a citizens' initiative, and so the city had to put it on the ballot. And it did survive a court challenge.
So how did it come out?
Well, we don't know yet. In Washington State, ballots are tallied slowly. It's a vote-by-mail system. Voters just simply have to get their ballots into the post office by the end of voting day, which means that ballots are still coming in as we speak. So the initial returns show that the measure is leading, but we still have several more days before we're really going to know the final outcome for sure.
Was it a hotly contested issue?
Very much so, especially considering that this is a fairly small suburban city south of Seattle. There was money and people who were pouring into that town from all over the place. It was a very expensive ballot measure, and there was a lot of large national forces that were working the issue and watching it very closely.
If the lead holds up and the measure does end up getting approved, what kind of a ripple effect do you think it might have?
I can easily see labor unions and their allies using similar strategies and tactics elsewhere in other parts of the country. It wouldn't surprise me to see this ballot measure show up on municipal elections in California, for instance. And I also wouldn't be surprised to see it crop up in front of city councils up here in Washington. The city of Seattle now has a new mayor, and he has already come out in favor of the idea of a $15 minimum wage. So it's a big deal.